was a dark, stormy night as the train rattled on. All the passengers had gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break. One angry man said, "Make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us awake."
This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Tyler Burton in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Justin reports for the Times Union that a French advertising agency is giving New York a $20 million payout because of the role they played in the opioid crisis. In all, Publicis Health LLC, a French subsidiary of the larger Publicis Group, will pay $350 million to states involved in an opioid settlement. A press release from the Office of Attorney General Letitia James said Publicis was a major marketing force behind Purdue Pharma, one of the largest companies manufacturing opioids that were marketed to physicians and prescribed to millions of patients. The company said of the payout, and I quote, "This settlement, in which the attorneys general recognize Publicis Health's good faith and responsible corporate citizenship, is in no way an admission of wrongdoing or liability. We will, if need be, defend ourselves against any litigation that this agreement does not resolve," end quote. Overall, New York has received about $2.7 billion because of litigation related to the opioid crisis. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Kevin Frey reports for New York State of Politics that on January 31st, the House of Representatives boosted the child tax credit. In a 357-70 vote, the rare kind where all four Upper Hudson Valley representatives voted the same way. Both Republicans Elise Stefanik and Mark Molinaro and Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan all voted for the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act bill that still needs to get through the Senate to get a signature from the president. The new enhancement would cover 887,000 New York children under 17 years old who are currently left out of the full $2,000 credit. The story says that when the child tax credit went into effect during the first year of President Joe Biden's administration, the child poverty rate was nearly cut in half. Then it lapsed at the end of 2021, and the child poverty rate skyrocketed. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Sarah Rizzo reports for News 10 that the Brownies Recreational Dispensary will open Tuesday, February 6th at noon on Central Avenue in Colony in Albany County, the latest local cannabis store to open. In Catskill, meanwhile, Cassie Abel reports for HudsonValley360.com that on Route 9W, near where there used to be a Pizza Hut, Catskill Roots and the Green Hut are competing for a state license. There is also another applicant for a Main Street location. Catskill Village Planning Board has approved the Catskill Root proposal, but that approval is pending the state license. Almost 3 years after cannabis was legalized in New York, there are still no local retail stores in Greene or Columbia counties. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, February 6th. Local early morning temperatures range from 13 degrees in Steventown to 25 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 34 degrees. You're going to feel it when you step outside. A frigid morning will turn very cold by the afternoon. We get a high of 39 at 3 p.m. Skies will be sunny. Occasional clouds move in this afternoon. Overnight temperatures take a plunge again. Some people may need to leave taps running. We get a low of 21 degrees. Tomorrow, mercury bounces back up, hitting 42. Overnight, temperatures drop to 25, then swing back up, hitting 47 degrees Thursday afternoon. Friday keeps the trend going, hitting 48 degrees. However, some light afternoon rain is expected. Sunset today will be at 5:01 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:59 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-Class flare chances are still at 25%, so expect fun with radios, including the one in your phone. Plasma winds will be average at 517 kilometers per second with a thin density of almost one proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then also not that great overnight. AM radio might work fine. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 152, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Siamo lieto di poter rievocare in poche parole le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio e il nuovo mondo.
A bit of Amsterdam and a bit of Prague. I've seen a bit of London twice in between the fog. I've seen the Nantes Cathedral and the Barcelona Beach, Dublin and Vienna and a dozen more of each. But long live the Hudson River Valley. Spent a year in exile in the forests of the deep. The clouds of mouth thick overhead, the spirits that they keep. The wonderment of opening your eyes in your place. The resignation falling with the scales on your face. Oh, long live the Hudson River Valley. stopped in California near the place where I was born. I've shed the last remains of my self-pity and self-scorn. I've come across the embers that are left of my old ways. Oh, I'll come up to Valencia and I'll set them all ablaze. Oh, long live the Hudson River Valley. New York City like a fluke inside its host, and still I must return to always hold its heartbeat close, until I can retire far upstate where I can hear the silence that my own heart has now come to cherish dear. Oh, long live the Hudson River Valley.
Yeah, we should, because soon we'll have to have the news. So please play us some music. Yes, it is.
I think I can pull that off.
I bet you can.
Great. Really,
we're talking to Carrie Bradley, and she's going to play a little guitar and sing, because she's a musician. That's why.
I'll sing one song. I think it's about 4 minutes long. So
okay.
I'll say goodbye now and thank you again. Oh,
okay.
So nice to meet both.
Thanks.
Of you.
Thank
and,
you.
What a treat.
And if you're ever performing in Hudson, please let us know.
Yes, do.
Absolutely, I will. In
yes.
fact, I will conscript you to my email list before I leave.
Okay.
That's fine with me. Yeah, do.
Let me grab.
All right. It's live radio, folks, and Carrie Bradley is picking up her guitar, which is at the ready. Now she's seated again, and she's going to sing and play.
I'll play, this song's called Paradox, and I chose it because it's the title track to that great Auk record that should be out soon.
Super.
Let's say by Christmas.
Okay.
And again, you can find the great Auk on Facebook, and it's...
The Great Hawk, did
the
you
great
say?
The Great Auk, A-U-K, like...
A-U-K.
The Flightless Bird. Which
all right, the Great Auk,
because
I'm going to look for that on Facebook.
The Flightless Bird being a paradox that runs to the heart of the kind of things I like to think about. And this is the title track. The record's called Paradox, and the song's called Paradox. Let's see if I can... I'm not sure you'll get my guitar from this height, but... I think you probably will.
Oh, you can use this mic too, perhaps. Would that help?
Can you hear that, Debbie?
I can hear you through the earphones.
The
yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, I think it's fine. It's a quiet song. Start with the whistle. See if I have enough spit.
Okay.
When you hold my hand, it feels like toes in the sand. If you'll forgive me for standing on sentiment, our regimens disclose, you unfold me like a rose, or any other name for this florid emotion. How do you make me feel safe and free at the same time with that same nose and those same hips, those same hands, and those same lips? How can this pair of thoughts exist at the same time? Mm-hmm.
You release me from wallowing in sediment. By the way, your brain is gray. Yeah, your spirit takes my breath away. Like a rocket ship beneath the ocean. But how do you make me feel safe and free at the same time? With that same nose and those same hips and those same hands, those same lips. How can this pair of thoughts exist at the same time? The closer you get, the stronger I feel. It seems the only thing that's weak is my knees. Please tell me why it's finally easy to sleep. Why I don't want to sleep most of the time. With that same nose and those same eyes and those same lips around that same smile, how can this pair of thoughts exist at the same time?
Yes, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was lovely.
Thank you
that,
so much.
That was Carrie Bradley singing and playing her song Paradox, correct? Okay. Which is on her upcoming album, also called Paradox, correct? Okay.
Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer fronts the Capital Region-based band Sky Pharaohs. And here is their 2023 new song. It's a cover of The Clean's Point That Thing Somewhere Else from the Dot Dash Mixtape Volume 1. Here is Sky Pharaohs.
Baby, when you say you want me, I'll fade and know it's not. 2023 new music from Hudson Valley-based musician Christopher Tigner. The album is called The Art of Surrender, and the track is called Any Way to Reach You. That was 2021 new music from Emily Ritz, her song Door Watcher from the album In Love Alone.
After day A little bit of heaven all alone in a room. Alone in a room. I listen to it play. Spring comes along, the snow melts away. My love for the record has not died away. Friends come along and hear it from outside. They hear the music playing and want to come inside. The needle makes its way as the record turns around. Dozens of people can hear the lovely sound.
2023 new music from Hudson-based band Babehoven there. That's songwriter Maya Bon and collaborator Ryan Albert in Babehoven. From somewhere up in the Catskill Mountains, that is Two Dark Birds from their 2022 album Porous. The song is called Two Stars on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
There is no cause for concern, Skyfurrows say on their 2023 album Reflect and Oppose. Here is the song in question.
Above me. in California. I see a swimming pool with no one swimming in it. Trees are a velvety curtain. Books are laid out on a table like tic-tac-toe squares. I take a picture from above. Nobody says, I wish I had a camera anymore. I touch him and grow excited. I'm sorry I was upset, I say. You mean you're sorry for yelling at me, he says. Away from me, and that distance is a mile. One can get used to anything if the mind permits it. We look backward toward infinity. We carry old values, both of us. He stands on a beach as shells pulverize. I can see him in the gray morning light.
Like a curtain. sees trees and hills from underwater. And the water is my body giving out on me.
Jaded Azarides is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bass player Mike Watt from the Minutemen. This is from their 2021 record, Forthright. The song is called An Adult in His Own House is Also a Child.
He runs up the stairs two at a time. His hand skims the banister. His small boots leave dirt. His mother calls from the kitchen, but he doesn't answer. He needs to find something in his room. The one thing that will prove to his friend he isn't a liar. He looks in plastic bins filled with action figures and trading cards, but it isn't there. He looks under the bed where he stuffs unfinished homework and soiled clothes he doesn't want his mother to find. He opens the closet door, and there's so much stuff. Boxes and suitcases rammed into piles, outgrown coats, cracked leather shoes, his father's old suits, funeral clothes draped in tissue paper, that the act of looking becomes a mountain. The house becomes a mountain house, craggy and peaked, damp and smelling of old leaves and metallic water. He is lost here. He needs a path out of this damp, dripping place, threaded with black streams that lead deep underground. He climbs, and the way is steep. The earth loose and strung with thick roots. He finds a toehold on a boulder and drags himself onto a ledge. Breathless, he scrambles for a vantage, loses his balance and tips forward on sheer, glistening rocks.
Here's Catskill's Brian DeWan with the song Shooting Star from his 2007 album Sleep on It.